Yeah. Now, I know I'm going to ask you on a different episode of the Rand Paul Flick Show this question, but let's just spend 60 seconds on this. Some would say you see it all the time amongst the hardcore Ron Paul supporters who will say Rand is not his dad. What? How would you respond to that?
That's actually when I actually give a speech. I try not to, but I do a few times. And basically, if we're both going the same place, you may have a favorite way to get there, and I may have a little different way to get there. We both are going to the same place, and I can't even say that your way maybe is better than my way. We can debate all day long which way is the best way. So they've taken different paths. Do you take little pieces at a time? Do you try for the whole thing at one time? There's all different debate on to how do you get to ultimately a limited government, a pro-American defense, foreign policy, and Bill of Rights, individual liberties for the people at home. I mean, the goal is the same, and I'd be willing to wager we'd get everybody who listens to this, and we can agree on the vision we're going to, and we'd probably have, if we had 100 people in the room, we'd have 100 different paths. So the path is a little different. The end goal, without a doubt, is the same.
Interesting. So, philosophically, from a libertarian perspective, and again, just briefly, but how much difference do you think there would be between Rand Paul and Ron Paul?
The difference is purely in implementation. If you had a philosophical discussion on what the world should look like, there'd be no difference.
Wow, interesting. That's really good to hear.